Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations. Plus, is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there, which is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Remember, I've got Worldview Radio, airs every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. The Worldview Weekend Hour, it's our church service on Sunday night. I have the Worldview Report news broadcast. It's been picked up by 6 or 7 different networks. And then, of course, I have Brandon House Live. That's 90 minutes each and every night. And very soon, we'll be adding Worldview News Sunday. It's a Sunday broadcast. We'll tape it on Friday afternoons and bring you an exclusive Sunday morning news magazine show. I also have already started the Worldview Financial Report. The Worldview Financial Report. Not to mention we have House to House that I host with my wife, Melissa. All kinds of programming for your enjoyment. Free. And again, it's made possible in part because of your partnership with us. So please, don't forget your end-of-the-year contribution at WVWFoundation.com or calling 901-468-9357 or using our mailing address. Thank you so much. It's going to be a great 2023 partnering with you. Tonight on the Worldview Report, Russia's Vladimir Putin is said to be readying a hypersonic missile capable of striking anywhere on Earth at speeds of 27 times the speed of sound while carrying a nuclear payload. New Zealand's Secret Service wants citizens to snitch on their friends and family members for not following government dictates on COVID and other policies. They will be treated, the government says, as, quote, radicalized terrorists, end quote. The Senate, well, they voted to reverse Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate on the military, but they stopped short of reinstating more than 8,000 service members who have been discharged for refusing to take the experimental jab. And the federal government has spent nearly $19 million of your tax dollars to set up non-binary screening systems at U.S. airports. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Russia today revealed chilling new footage of its hypersonic missile, Avangard,
being ready for combat in yet another nuclear threat to the West. Footage shows the weapon, which is delivered to targets at 27 times the speed of sound, being installed in an underground launch silo in the Orenburg region, southwest Russia, near the Kazakhstan border. That's according to Daily Mail. The missile with a hypersonic glide vehicle is fired outside the Earth's atmosphere before striking any target in the world in less than 30 minutes. Like other Russian hypersonic missile systems, Vladimir Putin claims the West has no means to stop it. The positioning of the 20,000 mile per hour Avangard missile system follows 3 consecutive days in which Putin has showcased the deployment of new Yars nuclear missiles. Putin demanded ideas from his commanders, including a general who has an interesting nickname, General Sergei Armageddon, who is in overall command of the Russian offense. His last name is Surovikin. So again, we have a general by the name of General Sergei, nickname Armageddon Surovikin. And again, I want to remind you, he is in overall command of the Russian offense. Putin was accompanied by both Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of the General Staff Valery Gerasimov, both of whom are rumored to be sidelined in the war. Putin said, quote, "Comrade officers, we will hear from the commanders in each operational area today, and I would like to hear your suggestions on our immediate and medium-term actions," end quote. It's the first known visit by Putin to the joint headquarters of the troops. Putin has previously claimed the Avangard strikes, quote, "like a meteorite," end quote, and is, quote, "invisible," end quote, unstoppable by any defense system. New Zealand, once considered one of the freest countries in the world, has descended into a full-on police state. The New Zealand government is now actively encouraging its people to turn their friends and family members who dissent from the official narrative of the state, turn them in on anything from foreign policy to COVID restrictions. And they're using their Secret Service to launch this new zero tolerance for dissent policy. Take a look.
Our Secret Service is launching an initiative to help us identify people who may have been radicalized.
Know the Science details dozens of indicators that a friend or family member could be planning a terror attack. As Adam Hollingworth reports, the move comes as our spy chiefs identify a new and worrying type of terrorism.
Time was when the intelligence services were never seen, never heard. But now they're loudly proclaiming your country needs you to keep an eye on those you know, and if necessary, dob them in.
Recognising a potential warning sign and then alerting NZSAS or police could be the vital piece in the puzzle that ultimately saves lives.
To that end, they're publishing a guide called Know the Signs to help us all identify potential terrorists in our midst.
To pay attention if they are, and to be alert so that if they see or hear about something that seems off, that worries them and concerns them, they might have a look at this information to say, does this indicate to me that this person is on the road to actually committing an attack?
The SIS has listed around 50 signs, from obvious ones, like writing on a weapon, as happened in Christchurch, to
a person who is really developing an us versus them worldview.
Authorities say they're usually closely monitoring 40 to 50 potential terrorists. These people used to be motivated by their white identity or by their faith. But in the past 6 months, a third group has emerged, those motivated by politics.
And so it could be the COVID measures that the government took, or it could be other policies that are interpreted as infringing on rights. And it's what I sometimes describe as a kind of hot mess of ideologies and beliefs, fueled by conspiracy theories.
The launch of the initiative Know the Signs is an indicator that the security services know that they can't do it alone. They need the help of the public. But to some, the guide is a first step only.
How do we upskill those people in our community who are much closer to people who might be potentially radicalised and get them to understand what it is they're seeing? That's our challenge.
Adam Hollingworth, News Hub.
Notice there was no balance in that report. Nobody to present the other side of the issue that involves the potential for destroying civil rights and civil liberties. Folks, this shows how quickly a country can go from free to authoritarian. Four Republican senators joined Democrats in shooting down an amendment to a massive defense authorization package that would have reinstated troops discharged for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to the Daily Caller News Foundation. The 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, passed the Senate 83-11 Thursday night. And along with its provision, well, it overturns the Biden regime's service-wide vaccine requirement. Republican senators Mitt Romney of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, and Mike Rounds of South Dakota voted no on a last-minute amendment to the bill that would have re-enlisted thousands of troops separated for refusing the vaccine mandate, collapsing the proposal 54-40. Cassidy said in a statement to the Daily Caller, quote, "These were direct orders from commanding officers," a reference to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. "I voted to end the COVID vaccine mandate in the military, but it is not Congress's place to intervene in the chain of command and set a precedent for military personnel to ignore direct orders," end quote. The Army, the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps, well, they have let go of at least 8,400 active duty and reserve troops for spurning the Department of Defense's August 2021 requirement that all service members receive the COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to information the Department of Defense provided to the Daily Caller. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas reintroduced a portion of the Americans Act, which revoked the Department of Defense's vaccination mandate that was left out of the final NDAA and that text ahead of the Thursday vote. Cruz said in a statement after introducing the act with his Republican co-sponsors, quote, "It is absolutely unacceptable that the Biden administration is trying to coerce our men and women in uniform to violate their conscience and religious beliefs, let alone on an issue as polarizing as the COVID-19 vaccine. The Americans Act will ensure that these and similar efforts to politicize our military on this issue are blocked," end quote. In other news, it is now more than twice as expensive to charge an electric vehicle in Norway's capital, Oslo, than to fill up a gas-powered vehicle. Yeah, you heard me right. It was reported in the local newspaper that the price of Oslo's municipal electric car chargers rose dramatically after the city's budget was approved last week. As of 2019, the local government, well, they began charging citizens for charging their electric vehicles. The prices, they range from 5 to 50 kroner per hour, that's $2, based on the charger's output in kilowatts and the time of day. That's according to the local. The charges for the normal late night and overnight charges, well, they've increased by 7 times in less than 4 years. As a result of this price increase, the Norwegian Electric Vehicle Association stated it could no longer support the purchase of an electronic vehicle. That's according to News in English. Christina Bu, Secretary General of the Elcar organization, told a local reporter, quote, "In some cases, it can be twice as expensive to charge an electric car as to fill up with polluting fossil fuel," end quote. She went on to call the rate hike that was imposed literally overnight by the Oslo city government, ironically led by the Greens and Labor parties, as, quote, "idiotic," end quote. The Defender reports that a growing number of parents oppose vaccine mandates as a precondition for public school attendance, and interest among adults in receiving COVID-19 booster shots is waning. That's according to a national poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation, or KFF. The results of the latest KFF COVID-19 Vaccine Monitor survey show more than one-third, 35%, of parents now believe they should be the ones to decide whether their children receive a slate of childhood vaccines. The poll, well, it encompassed a nationally representative sample of 1,259 adults who were interviewed between November 29th and December 8th. According to the New York Times, the KFF is a, quote, nonpartisan healthcare research organization, end quote. Quote, it's unfortunate that it took a wave of injuries and deaths from vaccines that never should have been released into the market, much less mandated, to draw long overdue attention to the issue of vaccine safety, end quote. So said Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chairman and chief litigation counsel for Children's Health Defense. Kennedy told the Defender, quote, this latest poll is encouraging for those parents, physicians, and scientists who for decades have been calling for an investigation into the relentless promotion by FDA, CDC, and Big Pharma of inferior medical products without rigorous safety testing. As more parents begin to question the forced routine administration of vaccines on healthy children, perhaps we will move closer to protecting children and holding vaccine makers and government agencies accountable for the harm these products cause, end quote. 26% of parents today agree that, quote, risks of childhood vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella outweigh the benefits, end quote. According to the KFF poll, 65% of parents of children under the age of 18, quote, think healthy children should be required to be vaccinated to attend public schools, end quote. This represents an 11% point decline from an October 2019 Pew Research Center polling showing 76% of parents supported public school vaccine mandates. More than one-third of parents surveyed, 35%, quote, now believe parents should be able to decide not to vaccine their children. And that's up from 23% in 2019, end quote. An urgent letter to the editor-in-chief of the medical journal, the BMJ, Dr. Angus Dalish, a professor of oncology at the St. George University of London, asked for the UK's unnecessary COVID vaccine program to end immediately, so reports the Rare Foundation. The cancer specialist of more than 30 years writes that the link between the COVID vaccine and, quote, blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes is now well accepted, as is the link with myelitis and neuropathy, end quote. He adds that he already predicted these side effects in June of 2020. Now, there's another reason to halt all vaccination programs, so says the professor. As a practicing oncologist, he sees people with stable diseases rapidly progress after being forced to have a booster, which many take so they can travel or work. Patients he sees with a stable disease deteriorate rapidly after taking a booster, said the doctor. He explained, quote, even within my own personal contacts, I'm seeing B-cell-based disease after the boosters. They describe being distinctly unwell a few days to weeks after the booster, one developing leukemia, two work colleagues, non-Hodgkin's, lymphoma, and an old friend who has felt like he has had long COVID since receiving his booster and who, after getting severe bone pain, has been diagnosed as having multiple metastases from a rare B-cell disorder, end quote. This is no coincidence, so emphasizes the oncologist, who pointed out that the same pattern is happening in Germany, Australia, and the United States. The professor of oncology believes that a public debate should be held immediately about the explosion of diseases after the boosters. Quote, reports of innate immune suppression after mRNA for several weeks would fit, as all these patients to date have melanoma or B-cell-based cancers, which are very susceptible to immune control. And that is before the reports of suppressor gene suppression by mRNA in laboratory experiments, end quote. Dr. Ryan Cole previously warned that the COVID vaccines are ineffective and responsible for increased cancer cases. Data from his vaccinated patients and data sent to him by oncologists show that the vaccines disrupt the immune system. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
The Gateway Pundit reports that the federal government spent $18.6 million to fund, quote, non-binary screening systems, end quote, that are set to be rolled out at airports nationwide in January. The reason for this is that the TSA screeners had to select the gender of the person going through the body screeners. Some travelers are saying that their gender was improperly assumed. Just the News reported the Transportation Security Administration spent $18.6 million in funding on, quote, non-binary screening systems, end quote, which are set to be rolled out in January. TSA screeners decide whether a traveler is male or female and press a button for the body scanner corresponding with their appearance, as the system scans males and females differently. And people who say their gender was improperly assumed may ask for a rescreening before a physical pat-down. And TSA rules mandate for travelers to be patted down by officers of the same gender that they appear. Using funding from last year's Physical Omnibus Appropriations Fund, the money went toward working with the manufacturer of advanced imaging technology to update the algorithm for, quote, increased accuracy and efficiency, end quote. That's what Fox News reported on Thursday. 6% of the complaints are from members of the LGBT community. Fox News reported TSA data shows the agency receives 26,542 screening complaints annually. 6% of those complaints are from members of the LGBT community. That number tracks roughly with census data from Gallup, which notes that 7% of people identify as LGBTQ. Speaking with WCAX Channel 3 News, the TSA's executive director for travel engagement, Jose Bonella, said he is confident the new sharper imaging technology will reduce the number of pat-downs and the number of complaints from minority communities. Quote, this technology should really be gender neutral. You know, it really should be, and we're there, end quote. That's what he said. In February, TSA also updated its checkpoint protocols by removing gender considerations when validating identifications. The TSA employees no longer consider gender information when travelers arrive at the travel document checker podium. Breitbart reports that tens of thousands of economic migrants invited by Joe Biden are displacing Americans from homeless shelters just before Christmas. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The newspaper reported on December 15th from El Paso, Texas, where the many job-seeking migrants are being released by the Department of Homeland Security and their easing of migration policies. The numbers are so high that many migrants cannot find seats in departing buses and aircraft. Joe Martin, deputy director at El Paso's Opportunity Center for the Homeless, said the Opportunity Centers and their five shelters traditionally focus on the city's local homeless population. But since August, they have routinely housed migrants released in the city. On Wednesday, the group's Welcome Center housed about 129 people, nearly all of whom were migrants. Quote, "Our ideal capacity is 85, end quote, Martin said of the Welcome Center. The nearby men's shelter housed nearly 200 men Wednesday, about 60% of whom are migrants, in a space meant to comfortably house 100 to 120 people. That's what he said. Meanwhile, with shelters full, some migrants have spent the night sleeping outside as overnight temperatures have been at or below freezing this week. Migrants crowded outside bus stations Wednesday, wrapped in blankets provided by the Red Cross and other charities. Hundreds of others have taken to spending the night at the airport while waiting for the morning flights. Most of the migrants are single men who are eager to take low-wage jobs, share crowded apartments, and accept abuse from employers. They migrate because U.S. jobs, many of which are paid in tax-free cash, pay far more money than they could earn at home and allow them to quickly pay smuggling debts and send money back to their families. Breitbart News reported Sunday that former President Donald Trump will be supporting Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Trump told the conservatives currently withholding support from McCarthy to stand down in an exclusive interview with Breitbart. Quote, "I like him," end quote, Trump said of McCarthy, before teeing off on those working against him, including Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, Matt Rosendahl, Bob Good, and Ralph Norman. Trump warned that there could be serious consequences if McCarthy does not get the gavel, and it would make Washington worse for conservatives. Quote, "I think it's a very dangerous game that's being played," end quote. That's what Trump said. Quote, "It's a very dangerous game. Some bad things could happen. Look, we had Boehner, and he was a strange person, but we ended up with Paul Ryan, who was 10 times worse. Paul Ryan was an incompetent speaker. I think he goes down as the worst speaker in history. We took out Boehner, and a group of people, some of whom are the same, and they're very good friends of mine. All those people are very good friends of mine," end quote. That's what Trump had to say. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. J.D. Rucker reports that Pope Francis, the Marxist advocate of anti-biblical ideas, continues to alienate or completely eliminate many of the most conservative members of the Catholic clergy. The latest high-profile Catholic to be banned by the church is Father Frank Pavone, who heads up Priests for Life and has been a staunch pro-life force in America for many years. I had the chance to meet Frank probably close to 20 years ago, and I interviewed him at CPAC Orlando this past February. I'm not Catholic. I don't agree with Catholic theology, but I will tell you this. Frank Pavone has been a diehard pro-life activist. According to Catholic News Service, Father Frank Pavone, a well-known pro-life activist and national director for the organization Priests for Life, has been dismissed from the clerical state for, quote, "blasphemous communications on social media," end quote, and, quote, "persistent disobedience of the lawful instructions of his diocesan bishop," end quote. Frank Pavone has led many Catholics and non-Catholics in protest marches outside of abortion clinics. Here he is speaking in a podcast on Saturday, the day that the news of the Pope's decision to defrock him and remove him from the priesthood came out.
We're only supposed to speak up in private? Is that what we were ordained to do? Speak up, but only do it in private. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's how you change the world, right? That's what the apostles did, right? Holy Spirit came on them, and they said, hey, let's stay here in the upper room, because if we go out there now, the same people who crucified Jesus, they might arrest us. They might crucify us. They weren't a bunch of cowards. They weren't a bunch of children. They went out there and they proclaimed the gospel, and they allowed themselves to be crucified. Well, we are, in our ministry, I personally, we are amping it up. We are turning up the volume now. It's all-out war. And you know, it's not just war on the unborn. It's the cancel culture. It's war on supporters of pro-life candidates, including President Trump. Many of you are Trump supporters, as am I. But any pro-life candidate is going to face this backlash. It's war against them. It's war against the family. It's war against marriage. It's war against our children. It's the indoctrination of our children with all sorts of nonsense about sexuality, all sorts of nonsense about...
Now, that does not sound like a man who will be silenced, nor does he sound like a man who will bend or obey these church authorities. What he does sound like is a man who has counted the cost, is going to do the right thing regardless of the wicked leaders running the Church of Rome at the Vatican now. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting us. We are a listener-supported broadcast. Please go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. You get deep savings. We get credit. We only get credit if you use the code B66. You use another code, and you're not supporting this broadcast. Only by using the code B66 are you supporting the Worldview Report and Brandon House Live, okay? And it takes a team of seven of us, about 15 man-hours a day, to put this together Monday through Friday. So without your support, we have to start cutting team members. And then we could have to stop the whole show together if we don't have your support. It's that serious. So again, here's an opportunity to get something you need, something that you use, gifts for others, wedding gifts, housewarming gifts, Christmas gifts, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, hats, sleepwear, socks. You'll find it all there. MyPillow.com, please use the promo code B66. And then MyStore.com, started by Mike Lindell, the home for American entrepreneurs, MyStore.com. Again, use that promo code, please, B66. You get savings, we get credit. You can also make a contribution to WVWFoundation.com. That's my foundation that exists to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. And we make our programs like this available for free. My radio show, my TV shows, this news report, free. Many people put their programs behind a paywall. We put them out there for many networks to pick up for free because we want to equip people, train people. And yes, we defend the Christian worldview. If you appreciate that mission statement, and by the way, we also have a Sunday night service that I've been doing at 8 p.m. Central Time since 2015. You can watch it Sunday nights live, wvwtv.com/live, wvwtv.com/live. If you appreciate all that, thank you for your end-of-the-year support of the foundation by going to wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there. You can also make a contribution over the phone by just simply calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you. And then, of course, finally, you can go to wvwtvstore.com, and you'll find many resources there, including emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. wvwtvstore.com. You can also use that number, 901-468-9357. Thanks so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.